This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Happy Friday. It's the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture with Tina Camellia, Sharmila Ganesan and Sumitra Selvaraj. Yesterday, the World Health Organization released its first report assessing the impacts of microplastics in our drinking water. The paper presented some interesting findings, but also raised a few concerns.
Speaking of a few concerns, a Malaysian student who was jailed in the United Kingdom after being found guilty of possessing child pornography has resurfaced. He is now a PhD candidate at a local university, and the public's reaction to his return has been nothing short of visceral.
So on that note, we are asking you on Twitter, does he deserve a second chance now that he served his sentence? Tell us why or why not. You can also tell us, yes, he does deserve a second chance, or no, he doesn't. You can take that poll at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 03-7733-2900.
First, some music. Aretha Franklin with Think.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for sticking around. If you've just joined us, it's Tina, Sumitra and Sharmila on the Daily Digest. Now, our first story. Yesterday, the World Health Organization released its first ever report on microplastics in drinking water. Spoiler alert, it's not as harmful as you think. And also, spoiler alert, it's based on poor quality data.
That was not a spoiler I needed. Microplastics have been in the news quite a lot lately. But what exactly are they? Where do they come from? And where do they end up? So before we break down this report for you, let's get a refresher on microplastics themselves. Here's Earth Matters producer and presenter Juliet Jacobs speaking about microplastics on last year's Health News Digest.
So microplastics are defined as plastic pieces between 1 micrometer, so that's 1 millionth of a meter, and 5 millimeters in size. And nanoplastics, of course, are particles that are smaller than 1 micrometer. Bear with me. All plastics are manufactured industrially. So plastics also contain chemical additives that give the plastic certain properties. Flatlates are chemicals that make plastic soft and pliable in products like garden hoses and vinyl floor coverings, for examples. Now, where do they come from? So scientists distinguish between primary and secondary microplastics. So primary are the small plastic particles that are intentionally manufactured in this size for use in things like cosmetic products, you know, the ones with, you know, our cleansers, our scrubs, our exfoliators and things like that, even toothpaste. Secondary microplastics result when larger plastic products, so those things that we use all the time, plastic bags, bottles, even fishing nets, when they break down into smaller plastic pieces. So microplastics originate from a variety of sources. One thing I found very interesting, studies have shown that an average car tire loses about 1.5 kilograms, so that's about 3.3 pounds, over its lifetime from normal wear and tear, dispersing millions of microplastic particles into the environment. There's also fibers from synthetic fabrics. There's also paint from buildings, roads and ships, sportswear, fleece clothing release large amounts of fiber when washed. And they end up actually being flushed out with the wastewater. Though modern wastewater plants, a lot of this material is filtered out and discharged into the collected sludge. But, you know, some of it will always get through. And when the sludge from wastewater treatments plants is used in agriculture fertilizer, farmland becomes a recipient of large quantities of plastic fibers. So that is a lot. And I mean, they've also been shown to enter our ecosystem and then back into our gastrointestinal tracts and that of other animals.
So what does the report actually say? We're going back to the WHO report, right? Plenty, actually. First, it says that plastic production has grown exponentially in recent decades, and it is predicted to double again by 2025. That means more plastics are breaking down into minute particles, winding up in our water supplies. Naturally, it has prompted concerns that our bodies might be contaminated by these microplastics. Think about it. We've all seen those images of animal carcasses washed ashore, their guts filled with indigestible plastics, right? However, the WHO says microplastics do not appear to pose any apparent health risk at current levels.
Yeah, so it sounds rather counterintuitive, but the report states that larger microplastics, those bigger than 150 micrometers, which is about a diameter of a hair, pass through the human body without, you know, being lodged anywhere. So it's of least concern. Smaller particles could potentially get stuck in the walls of our digestive tracts, but researchers believe that they're unlikely to accumulate in quantities that could cause harm. Nanoplastics, though, not enough is known about them yet to be sure of their consequence to our health.
Okay, but the report also comes with a huge caveat. Mm-hmm. It is based on consolidated studies done in the past. But crucially, the WHO concedes that there's just not enough good quality research. Mm. Plus, serious research done to study plastics in water really only started a few years ago.
Yeah, in fact, the WHO commissioned study concluded that most of these studies on microplastics are not fully reliable because their methods lack sufficient quality control. For example, in two drinking water studies and for a subset of smaller particles in a third study, no analysis was conducted to confirm that the particles identified were plastic. Mm. However, four of the 52 studies that scored highest for quality were published in 2017 and 2018, indicating that there have been at least some improvements in quality control.
Okay, so the report says that, you know, a lot more research is required, but it still doesn't answer the question as to whether we need to worry or not about microplastics in our drinking water. Mm. For now, the WHO recommends prioritizing the removal of microbial pathogens and harmful chemicals that are known risks to our health. The advantage is that such water treatment systems are also effective in removing microplastics. Just to be safe, the WHO also calls for an overall reduction in plastic pollution. Yeah, just to be safe.
So again, this is the WHO's first report on microplastics and its consequences to our health. So there's just not enough scientific literature on it yet. So there will be more thorough reports in the future as better studies are conducted. But I think for now, as they say, it's better to err on the side of caution and reduce the amount of plastic that we put out into the environment.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can't trust scientists when they say it's highly unlikely that it's going to cause you any harm.
Especially with preliminary research, no?
Yes.
So Mimi actually just WhatsApped in and said, yeah, drink more water. And then she said, maybe it also means it's safe to drink water out of a plastic bag, ikat tepi.
No, it isn't.
No, it isn't.
No, ikat tepi, no plastic bags.
Bring
single
your
use plastics,
bottle, please.
That's right. So let us know your thoughts. Do you agree with the WHO that the microplastics in our drinking water are not a cause for concern? We'll come back to talk more about that later in the hour. For now, here's Plastic Passion by The Cure, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.